Hello, everyone. I'm Gary Roby with our call to worship. Do you know how to sow seeds? To a great degree, that process will determine what you reap. We're looking at spiritual applications of that process today.
Every drop of blood that touched the ground cried, Jesus saves, Jesus saves. A world of sin rejoiced to hear that sound. Jesus saves, Jesus saves. Pierced his side, cried, Jesus saves,
Jesus saves.
The message of his arms stretched open wide, cried, Jesus saves,
Jesus saves.
Pardoned, full, and free. All because the blood still.
Lord, help us to share the good news as you open the door for us to plant that seed. How shall they know unless we tell them? May your Spirit direct us, direct the conversation to Jesus Christ, to the love of God. May we be ever mindful of the reality that every person we see has a soul that will spend eternity with you or not. Provide opportunities for us to broadcast the seeds of the gospel, to spread them around generously. Please bless our efforts with success, that seeds we plant will land on good soil. The one who hears the word, understands it, and bears much fruit. We ask that you would speak to our hearts this hour. You alone know what we need to hear today. Help us to receive these words, spoken and in song, that they will provide comfort and healing where needed, that they will provide encouragement, strength, and wisdom to remember that in due season, we will reap if we faint not. To you alone be the glory. Amen.
Every day they pass me by, I can see it in their eyes. Empty people filled with care, headed who knows where. On they go through private their silent cries, only Jesus hears. People need the Lord, people need the Lord. At the end of broken dreams, called to take his light to a world where wrong seems right. What could be too great a cost for sharing life with one who's lost? Through his love, our hearts can feel all the grief they bear. They must hear the words of life, only we can share. People need the Lord, people need broken dreams. He's the open door. People need the Lord. People need the Lord. When will we realize that we must give our lives for people need the
passing the faith along to my brother, passing the faith along, helping to build the faith of another, passing the faith along, sharing a word of hope with my brother, helping to make him strong, passing the faith along to my brother, passing the faith along, passing the faith along to my brother, passing the faith along, helping to build the faith. Belong to my brother, passing the faith along. The runner of a relay finds in his baton purpose for the running and strength to carry on. We hold within our grasp the faith that makes us strong, and like the relay runner, we seek to pass it on. Faith along to my brother, passing the faith along, helping to build the faith of another, passing the faith along, sharing a word of hope with my brother, helping to make him strong, passing the faith along to my brother, passing the faith along.
Countless generations of saints have come and gone. Spark ignites as an ember fades and the flame continues on. A challenge to the young, an assurance for the old. The faith burns ever brighter each time my story's told.
Passing the faith along to my brother, passing the faith along.
Well, we are
helping to build the faith of another, passing the faith along. Sharing a word of hope with my brother, helping to make him strong.
Everybody now,
passing the faith along to my brother, passing the faith along.
We are
passing the faith along to my brother, passing the faith along. Helping to build the faith of another, passing the faith along.
Yeah.
Sharing a word of hope with my brother, helping to make him strong. Passing the faith along.
Have thine own way, Lord, have thine own way.
Thank you for listening to Call to Worship. Come visit us at calltoworship.us. Our website offers many helpful features. When you visit our website, you'll find programs that you can listen to right there online. You can even search them by a topic. There's a huge list of programs to choose from, and you can enjoy them any time of the day and night. The playlist will tell you the names of artists you hear, as well as the title of the song and album. In order to find a local station that airs our program, select our station finder and scroll down the list by state and city. And when you select the Resources tab, you'll find related ministries, devotionals to choose from, and a link to the Bible. Our website includes archives of the Call to Worship programs from many years ago. All this and more at calltoworship.us. Call to Worship is listener-supported. Our website allows you to safely and conveniently make a contribution. Or if you prefer, your tax-deductible donation can be mailed to us at Call to Worship, Post Office Box 8753, Medford, Oregon 97501. Thank you for worshiping with us today.
I got a call from an old friend. We laughed about how we had changed, but I could tell things weren't going as well as he claimed. He tried to hide his feelings, but they only gave him a to say. Can you reach my friend? You're the only one who can. Lord, I know you love him. Make him understand. Can you reach my friend? Bring his searching to for more than an hour, and I smiled when he mentioned your name. I said that I knew you and told him the difference you've made. He never thought he would meet you, but maybe he's changing his mind. As we said goodbye, Lord, he told me that I had found something that he'd like to find. Can you reach my friend? You're the only one who can. Lord, I know you love him. Make him understand. To an end.
Sowing and reaping are an inescapable reality of this life. We reap what we sow. Sue and I wanted grass to grow in an unused portion of our backyard recently. Before we could sow the seed, we carefully chose and identified the area. Then we prepared the soil. We brought in some topsoil in order to help feed and nurture the seeds. Then we broadcast the seed, spread it out so that there wasn't too much in some areas and not a good concentration of seeds in other spots. At that point, we covered the seed with a light blanket of compost. Once we started watering it, this would help to keep the seed warm and moist. If you let them dry during this period, it may prevent them from germinating and it won't grow. Finally, came the time to start a regular application of water. We ran the sprinklers at regular intervals every day for about 3 weeks. We had done our best and trusted God for the rest. He provided the necessary sunshine, allowing the seeds to germinate. It was exciting for us to see the tiny little sprouts. Then after a few days, we saw the green blades of grass. Now we enjoy a beautiful carpet of lawn, reaping the results of our labor. Now, folks, when you think about it, there are a lot of spiritual applications for this process. For example, in the beginning, God provided an example of how that we are given seeds to result in bearing fruit, Genesis 1. And God said, "Let the earth sprout vegetation, plants yielding seed, and fruit trees bearing fruit in which is their seed, according to each kind on the earth." And it was so. The earth brought forth vegetation, plants yielding seed according to their own kinds, and trees bearing fruit in which is their seed, each according to its kind, and God saw that it was good. Jesus explains the parable of the sower, followed by the parable of the weeds, Matthew 13. Hear then the parable of the sower. When anyone hears the word of the kingdom and does not understand it, the evil one comes and snatches away what has been sown in his heart. This is what was sown along the path. As for what was sown on rocky ground, this is the one who hears the word and immediately receives it with joy, yet he has no root in himself, but endures for a while, and when tribulation or persecution arises on account of the word, immediately he falls away. As for what was sown among the thorns, this is the one who hears the word, but the cares of this world and the deceitfulness of riches choke the word, and it proves unfruitful. As for what was sown on good soil, well, this is the one who hears the word and understands it. He indeed bears fruit and yields, in one case 100-fold, in another 60, and in another 30. He put another parable before them, saying, "The kingdom of heaven may be compared to a man who sowed good seed in his field. But while his men were sleeping, his enemy came and sowed weeds among the wheat and went away. So when the plants came up and bore grain, then the weeds appeared also." The servants of the master of the house came and said to him, "Master, did you not sow good seed in your field? How then does it have weeds?" He said to them, "An enemy has done this." So the servant said to him, "Then do you want us to go and gather them?" But he said, "No, lest in gathering the weeds you root up the wheat along with them. Let both grow together until the harvest. And at harvest time, I will tell the reapers, 'Gather the weeds first and bind them in bundles to be burned, but gather the wheat into my barn.'" Well, not only do we reap where we sow, we reap what we sow. When we sow sunflower seeds, for example, we don't reap a field of grass. Job 4:8, "Even as I have seen, they that plow iniquity and sow wickedness reap the same." Jesus gives the Great Commission a command to go about planting seeds of the gospel. Mark 16. And he said unto them, Go ye into all the world, and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. Romans 10. If you openly declare that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For it is by believing in your heart that you are made right with God, and it is by openly declaring your faith that you are saved. As the Scripture tells us, anyone who trusts in him will never be disgraced. Jew and Gentile are the same in this respect. They have the same Lord, who gives generously to all who call on him. For everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. But how can they call on him to save them unless they believe in him? And how can they believe in him if they have never heard about him? And how can they hear about him unless someone tells them? And how will anyone go and tell them without being sent? That is why the Scriptures say, How beautiful are the feet of messengers who bring good news. May God help us to continue sharing, planting seeds of the good news.
unseen things above, of Jesus and His glory, of Jesus and His love. I love to tell the story because I know 'tis true. It satisfies my longings as nothing else can do. I love to tell the story. 'Twill be my theme in glory to tell the old, old story of Jesus and His love. I love to tell the story for those who know it best, seem hungering and thirsting to hear it like the rest. And when in scenes of glory I sing the new song, 'twill be the old story that I have loved so long. I love to tell the story. 'Twill be my theme in glory to tell the old story of Jesus and His love. To tell the old story of Jesus and His love.
Our call to worship today has been invested in God's Word, spoken and in song, as we recognize the value of planting spiritual seeds, then watching as God blesses our efforts with success. I hope that this time has been an important part of your worship today. Please take just a moment to write to us. Our address is Call to Worship, Post Office Box 8753, Medford, Oregon 97501. And friend, if you listening now are not a believer, then please check this out. If you're interested in learning more about God and how to obtain more fulfillment in your life, talk to a local pastor. God loves you so much that He sent His Son, Jesus, into this world to give you new life. Christ can give fulfillment and purpose in life and help fill your heart and mind with healthy thoughts that will bring about kind and loving actions. God's Word makes it clear that there are many good things available from Him, but the greatest is His love. Please let us know when you make a decision or have questions by mail to Call to Worship, Post Office Box 8753, Medford, Oregon 97501, or contact us directly through our website, calltoworship.us, where you'll find good news, the good news of the gospel, as well as more information about this ministry. That's calltoworship.us. And now, until we answer the call to worship once again, 2 Corinthians 9. Remember this: a farmer who plants only a few seeds will get a small crop, but the one who plants generously will get a generous crop.
For me.
for you and for me.
Hey.